My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number 2. Couple things. Let's take care of some housekeeping business. First of all, if you would be so kind, would you please consider buying me that cup of coffee today? Today. We have these very, very precious people in India that we are helping and supporting. We have a ministry, the radio and TV ministry here at Chosen Generation Radio, that requires finances to continue. I thank you so much for being with me each and every day. I'm so greatly appreciative of your support, and I thank you for your prayers. I want you to know that even right now, our good friends in India, our ministers and our, and the members of churches there are praying for the radio program, praying for our sponsors. If you make a donation to the ministry here, and you can do that, go to the donate button at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and click on the donate button. You can also make your donation by going to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or at Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. We would be in an entirely different scenario or an entirely different situation if the 1.6 million viewers that we've had this year, if even, you know, 1% gave $5 a month, 1%, that would be like 1,600 people. We'd be talking about almost $8,000 a month. That would be incredible. It would be huge. It would completely and totally change what we are able to do as a ministry and being able to get our voice amplified. It'd be gigantic. Please consider, helping today. Your small donation will make a huge difference. And I know, I get hammered by it myself. My inbox gets filled up with requests for finances. And so, you know, why give to whoever you're going to give to? I believe that this is good soil. I believe that God's hand of blessing is on what we do. I work very hard to make sure that we honor God in what we do. And so as a result of that, I believe that you'll be blessed by sowing seeds and by giving. I know that our sponsors are blessed by sowing seed into this ministry. And it is ministry. So I just encourage you to really strongly consider that. And that's why, you know, I coined the term, you know, buy me a cup of coffee. $3, $5, something along that line. And if you're interested in these books that Don Jans has donated, by all means, you know, make a larger contribution and we'll get these off to you. Your contribution of any of $100 or more will get you this and also it'll get you, a Children Generation Radio coffee cup. And so I hope that you will consider making that donation. Don't forget our free health assessment. Free health assessment. Send your email to PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll get you a free health assessment. And Tim Sheff will get that set up with you. The first 40 people are going to be able to take advantage of that. So please consider reaching out today. Your health matters. Start 2023 off on the right foot by getting your health goals online. And you can do that by using our CGRwellness.com, CGRwellness.com. And by sending your email to PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Okay. And also, you know, everybody has a cell phone. Please consider supporting our sponsor and giving yourself great cell phone service at the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the country, PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com, supporting the causes that you believe in. Use the code CHOSEN. Give them a call today, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation or go to the website, patriotmobile.com/chosen. That's patriotmobile.com/chosen. All right. I want to talk to you about truth. I need to make this statement as well on behalf of TECN TV. TECN TV does not support heretical views. TECN TV supports an orthodox view of Christianity and the Bible. Orthodoxy. And so while we are adamant about supporting the First Amendment and the rights of all of our hosts to their worldview and opinion, we do want to make sure that you know, as a viewer, as someone who watches regularly, that TECN TV does not support any heretical views. We hold to a traditional biblical interpretation, and that includes the 66 books of the Bible and Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Son of God who came to take away the sins of the world, and subsequently, and I'll talk about it in a minute, the Holy Spirit who came to bring us truth. And speaking of truth, if you're not familiar with the Truth Project, this was put together by Family Research Council. As a matter of fact, my friends, Shiny and Abraham are on the front of this. Kind of funny, when I was watching this, I'm like, oh my gosh. At any rate, it's called the Truth Project. If you're looking for something to kind of give you some grounding and maybe, you know, cause you to go a little bit deeper into the word, but a very grounded view, the Truth Project and what Del Tackett and Family Research Council put together, this is just really good stuff. Really good stuff. And strongly encourage folks to go through this. I've taken a couple of different churches through it, and it's just really, really powerful. So it's called the Truth Project, encourage you to check that out. John chapter 16 says, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin." Take away sin. "And of righteousness." He's gonna show you what this is. "And of judgment." It's pretty cool when you stop and think about this. And let me drop this on you for just a second. So that reproving word is actually conviction. So he's going to convict the world of its sin. He's going to make the world see its sin. He's going to convict the world of its need for righteousness. And he is going to convict the world and expose to the world the need for judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you'll see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore I said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. in John chapter 14, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I talked yesterday about this. We'll talk more when I get back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says, "Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. He goes on in verse 12 to say, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Again, this is going back to understanding the Holy Spirit of promise that's been given to us, and the whole basis upon which Chosen Generation Radio exists is a biblical worldview, to put on the right kind of glasses to see the things that are going on. I can talk to you all day long about the news and about what's happening in the news and the strategies and the things that the enemy is doing. But if we don't first put on the right pair of glasses to be able to see those things through the eyes that God has given us and is wanting us to view those things through, then we're going to get lost in the mix, and we're going to lose track of what's really important. And what's really important is what's right inside of here. What's really important is how we fight this fight, and what the weapons are, the weapons of our warfare, to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And we can't do that. We can't do that if we have our foundation has been skewed, if you will. And so here's what he writes. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask where I go. But because I have said these things to you, you sorrow in your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. So he's going to expose their sin. And he's going to expose what sin looks like, so we understand it. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you'll see me no more. So you need to know what righteousness is. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he will speak, and he'll show you the things to come. And this is why I talk about how important it is that we make that connection, that we are listening to what the Lord is saying, that we are focused in on that. And so let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come into your presence now and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, each and every person listening right now is experiencing, Father God, what you would have for them in this moment, in this day, in this hour. And so, God, I ask you right now to touch their hearts. I ask you, Father God, to purify and cleanse their minds from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet with holy blood and holy fire. Purify and cleanse them right now, Father God. Remove every dark thing. Remove every lie and every piece of deception of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And let only your pure white truth remain in them in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is a need for them to be awakened, then awaken them, Father God, to your truth. Pour out your Spirit upon them, Father God. Give them discernment, eyes to see, ears to hear. Touch them right now, Father God. so that, Lord God, they might be bearers of your truth and Father God, filled with the light of your Holy Spirit. I ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Nazareth that came in the flesh. Amen. All right, folks. We are at the end of our of this segment. Stay tuned. Claire Lopez and Rick Manning join me on the other side. We've got border security issues. We've got a little bit on, touch on the Ukrainian situation. Why is that important? We'll ask Claire her opinion and her thoughts with regards to that. We might get into some budget things with Rick. I don't know for sure, but we'll see. Then coming up at the top of the hour, we've got fake news and censorship issues, newsbusters.org. And I'm not sure who I'm going to have, to be honest with you. But we'll have somebody that'll be with us. And yeah, I'll figure that out. Either T Rose or Mike Morris. One of the two will be here. But we'll have that. And then coming up next hour, don't forget Dee Dee Logason and Dr. Gloria Poldu and what's happening in Nigeria to Christians right after these messages.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, folks, thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I have two great folks on the phone with me. I have my guest co-host who's with me on Wednesdays. Rick Manning is on the phone with me. So, Rick, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being
here. Absolutely great to be on. Absolutely great to be on.
And also joining me is our national security expert and guest, Claire Lopez. Claire, welcome. Good to have you on with me today.
Good morning, Pastor Greg and Rick.
Hey, Claire. We're going to have fun today.
Yeah, well, I think so. So there's a lot to talk about. Tomorrow in the program, by the way, Mark Morgan will be with me. We're going to spend an entire hour talking about Title 42 and what's going on with regards to the southern border. But I know, Claire, that you know, you have some thoughts with regards to that. I also want to get your thoughts. There's obviously, with this whole budget situation, there's, conversation about funds and Ukraine and so on. And I know you have some thoughts with regards to that as well. So let me give you the floor and let you kind of take that part of the conversation where you'd like to go.
Obviously the southern border is a mess. When, as expected, Title 42 lapses, I think it's next week, the situation will only get worse. For anybody who's been watching the TV footage from that southern border, the flood, I mean, just the absolute hordes of illegals pouring across the border, but also kind of waiting on the other side, the Mexican side, for Title 42 to go away, because they expect to be allowed to cross over at that point with no problem. The numbers are just enormous. I mean, I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it. It's a complete invasion of our southern border.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of some of the stuff that's going on down there already here in Texas, and we're talking thousands of individuals that have... Well, go ahead, Rick.
Well, we know El Paso has already been overrun.
Yep.
And, so we know that that's happened. And, that's alarming because the passageway between El Paso and I guess it's Nuevo, was it Nuevo Laredo? What is it over there on the other side? There's regular traffic. There's regular commerce that goes across the border there. It's a place where you have kind of normality, in many respects in terms of border, people being on both sides of the border and accessing each side and kind of going back home. Mm-hmm. And so we now have a major international cross section overrun by people who are coming across, who aren't supposed to be coming across. And, I think that's why Andy Biggs yesterday had a press conference with about 20 House members of the House of Representatives calling for Mayorkas to be impeached and announcing they're going to be doing hearings and everything on an impeachment of Mayorkas if they ever figure out who's in charge in terms of the House of Representatives.
Well, there's an article up on Current Revolt on the it's a Substack called Current Revolt that I get emails from and so on. And one of the things that they have put up, I mean, is pictures of the Texas border. It's entitled Texas Border Rushed by Rando Invaders. And then, you know, where are Abbott's gunboats? Because he declared supposedly that there was, you know, a state of emergency and whatever. But the reality is when you look at the pictures down there, you know, there, El Paso has a mass, Eagle Pass has a mass. There's one, a gentleman, or not a gentleman, an individual named Honorio Perez was arrested at Three Point Station in San Miguel, Arizona on Sunday. He's a Guatemalan citizen, a felon, and he was convicted of aggravated child molestation in Georgia and sentenced to 5 years. And now he was apparently set free and is on his way back.
Yeah, it's a, Claire, you know, you're a national security expert. Just tell people, what are the real ramifications of the fact that we've had 5 million people come across the border since Joe Biden's been president who aren't supposed to be here? I mean, how do we stand as a sovereign nation under these circumstances?
Well, I mean, we don't. I mean, you're getting at exactly the point. Not only are, you know, public services being inundated and incapable of handling this number this fast, but the point for me from a national security point of view is more about who are these people. We don't know who they are. They're not vetted. There's no background check. We have no idea with what intent they're coming to this country, and our enemies would be absolutely brain dead not to be taking advantage of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, we've talked before, Claire, with you about, you know, the CCP and the Chinese, and a lot of people don't realize, you know, that we have an issue with China helping to support this invasion of our southern border. Can you speak to that for a minute?
From the Chinese perspective, what I'm thinking about more is the influx of drugs, in particular opioids like fentanyl,
right,
which originate in China. At least the precursors for them do, and then the drug cartels in Mexico are the ones that, you know, mix them up and turn them into a final product, tablets or pills. But more to the point, I think what we've been learning kind of recently, actually, and I have too, is that while we for a long time understood that the cartels had a large part to play in that flood of illegals coming across, charging people, you know, thousands of dollars per person to be escorted by coyotes across the border. But what I've learned recently is that it's much bigger than that. It's beyond the cartels. The United Nations actually is working through our State Department, which then contracts with NGOs, Catholic Charities, the Methodist, Hebrew Aid, Lutheran Services, et cetera, et cetera, which many of them get over 90% of their annual income from trafficking and refugees. They're the ones that are actually shuttling these illegals across the border on our dime, paid for by taxpayer money given to the NGOs by the State Department working with the United Nations.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And it's a we have a, you know, interestingly right now in Congress is a lame duck session, as we know, and it, what that means is that the American people don't count. There's basically deal making all the time. There's a push to an amnesty, a push for an amnesty bill by Kyrsten Sinema and Tom Tillis from North Carolina. And it has a fig leaf of some border protections in it, but it's amnesty for 2 million people. And that's a precursor to the amnesty for the full boat. And it's honestly, it's actively being considered by the lame duck Congress, right now. So it's, so what could you do about it? Well, we have to get senators to defeat that. But secondly, we've got budget stuff that's being considered. And the budget stuff that's being considered, you know, we're going to fund the government for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, however long they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, you know, are they going to hire more Border Patrol? Where are they going to put it? What kind of money are they going to put into defending the border? And are they going to put policy writers in place that actually force the Biden administration to at least try to do something to defend the border? Those are questions that are being asked right now in Washington, D.C. And so this is not just talking about a problem nobody can do anything about. Washington is actually actively considering this issue right now. And so it is a time to contact your senators right now.
And you can do that by calling 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. And go ahead, Rick.
Let me just give a, I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be asking clear questions, but let me just give a quote from a paraphrase of what one member of Congress said. On his website, campaign website, he talks about defending the border and all this good stuff, right? He talks about agriculture. He represents agriculture district. Never once mentions immigration. But in a NPR article, he's quoted saying, this may be our last chance to get this amnesty done. Because it's a lame duck. And we have a bunch of people, senators, who won't be here. So this, well, a pretty senior member of the House of Representatives, who's sitting there saying very honestly, I didn't campaign for this. I campaigned for closed borders. But in reality, I want open borders. I want the amnesty under the guise of needing more farm workers. And that is the reality of D.C. That's why people have to be burying their senators, because that's where you're going to stop this thing. Your senators, and I just implore everybody to take that phone number and call it. And
202, because, yeah.
Bottom line, if they don't hear from you, they're certainly not hearing from, you know, they're going to do something stupid.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My co-host, Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, and our national security expert, Claire Lopez, here with me. So, Claire, let me ask you this. There's a lot of conversation, obviously, about what's going on. The war in Ukraine continues. Russia has been, increasing their bombing runs. There's been a lot more damage to the power grids and so on. But the Ukrainians are fighting back, and there's information coming out that they're having some victories as well. Can you give me your assessment of what's going on over there, and what's the significance of this Ukrainian conflict to the rest of us, to America?
Right, right. So here's what I would say. That the Ukrainians are not going to give up. They are fighting for their land, their nation, their people, their homes against an aggressive invader bent on conquest. What is happening most recently that I just heard this morning, the Russians are using drones more and more. Some of these are supplied by Iran. Kiev, the capital, is under a drone attack this morning. But the other news coming from the last day or two is that the United States Department of Defense, Pentagon, has agreed and is going to be supplying Patriot air defense missiles, missile systems to the Ukrainians, which is what they really need most of all to defend against, you know, these incoming waves of drone strikes. So those are on the way, not a moment too soon. But in the meantime, the Ukrainian people are just suffering terribly because the Russians' war crimes, I mean, absolute war crimes, are knocking out their power systems that supply electricity and heat and water to the urban centers. And they're deliberately targeting those that part of the infrastructure.
Claire, let me ask you a question. Isn't that part of attacking command and control, which is something we clearly did in Iraq when we went in both times? Isn't that part of the basic war making? And the most surprising thing is the Russians didn't exert their air power and air superiority immediately in the war, as opposed to delaying it. I mean, I'm kind of befuddled about this.
Yeah, they're deliberately targeting civilians. They're not going after military targets, military bases, I mean, necessarily. These are specifically civilian targets in order to cause terror and hardship for the Ukrainian civilian population. That's the war crimes part of it.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting reports still from Pastor Vitale, and he's talking about, you know, exactly what you're sharing, Claire. I've gotten the same reports from my friend Andrew, who has family. They finally got his grandparents out of Kiev. But the horrific stories that they've heard from family members of what's happening and what the Russian soldiers are doing, and I guess what frustrates me is there's a history of this kind of behavior by the Russians towards the Ukrainians, and then the information that comes out, and I understand everyone's frustration about corruption in Ukraine, but what gets left off the table is that the Ukrainian government that was in the collusion process and the corruption was directly puppeted and their strings pulled by Putin and by Russia. And nobody talks about that. And I don't understand that. I don't understand why that isn't a part of the conversation.
Well, I'm not completely sure what you mean, but the point about this is that it's not just the Russians invading, destroying civilian centers, bombing residential apartment blocks and kindergartens and clinics and everything else. It's the fact that in every place that the Ukrainians have seized back again, and by the way, they are making progress in freeing their land.
Right.
We can see where our money's going. For people who keep asking that question, we can see it with our own eyes where the money is going, because the Ukrainians are pushing the Russians out of their territory. Places, of course, Kiev was liberated early on, Kharkiv, and then most recently down in the Kherson Oblast and Kherson City area and in the south. We can see exactly where our money is going, and it's going to liberate Ukrainian land from Russian aggressors. But every place that the Russians pull out of, unfortunately, I think your pastor friend over there can attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
They're uncovering, I mean, horrific evidence of abuse and torture and execution of civilians.
Yep.
That is what is. The evidence is being collected, and it's being sent to The Hague. That is the international court.
And that is something that I think isn't disputable. But doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't help the Ukrainians' case when we discover that a failed crypto fund was used, given a bunch of money. And, you know, basically gave a bunch of money to the Ukrainians the U.S. government gave the Ukrainians money. They invested $1.2 billion into a failed crypto fund that funneled money directly to the Democratic Party and was the number two donor to the Democratic Party, just behind George Soros. And for those of us who sat there and just bled on a political battlefield here in America, and to discover that the taxpayer dollars, the Ukrainian dollars, were sent through a crypto fund into Democratic coffers to fight against our freedom is a little hard to stomach.
Well, you know, that is one big mess. And of course, you know, the former CEO of that company has been arrested timely, just the day before he was due to testify in front of Congress. That is one big corruption mess. But, you know, I mean, a whole lot of people benefited from FTX or lost billions of dollars likewise. So I put that aside. I don't think that has anything to do with the need to defend not just Ukrainian independence, but the broader concept, Pastor, which you were getting at, I think, a little bit ago, and that is, what is the broader issue here? And the broader issue is the concept of sovereignty and sovereign nations' borders. Yes, ours as well as Ukraine's and anyone else's. This goes back to the Treaty of Westphalia in 1648, when this concept was first developed as an idealized, it's ideal norm of the global order, violated, you know, about as often as not. But the point being, this is the norm. Sovereign borders, inviolable borders of sovereign nation states is the norm.
Right.
The ideal norm. That's what we're defending for ourselves as well as for Ukraine and the rest of Europe.
Yeah, I'll do respect, and we're in the same hallway, so this is we're close friends. We're going to the same okay, right?
Well,
okay, so we're in the same hallway having this conversation. But one of the things I don't think can be lost is we started this conversation with the fact that our government is not defending our own border. Our government isn't putting billions of dollars into defending our own border. In fact, they're trying to give amnesty to people violated our border. And so at the same time, we're sitting there talking about the treaty was failure from the 1600s. We don't defend our own border while we're worried about the Ukrainian border. Okay? I mean, I kind of understand that it has to kind of the overall theory that Ukraine's border matters and that we have some treaty obligations, or at least MOUs, memorandums of understanding obligations, to defend it. But I also think that our primary purpose of our government constitutionally is not to defend the Ukrainian border, it's to defend our own darn border. And we're not doing that. So it's really hard to get my head around the esoteric idea that we should spend $50 billion to defend somebody else's border, no dollars to defend our own.
Can I interject, because we're going to run out of time too. So, and since it's my show, I'm just going to do it anyway. So two things on that. One, I think we do have to separate those two issues. Rick, I agree with you 100%. Look, I'm 120 miles from the border that is not being defended. And the last time that we had this rush like this, I used to have to sit out on my porch till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with a shotgun shooting into the woods to make sure that people weren't coming across, and because they were cutting my fence and coming up onto my property. Okay.
Wow.
So I'm well aware of the invasion at the border and the impact of that invasion. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that that is one issue. I think the Ukrainian issue is another issue. And I do think that we need to be careful as it relates to, you know, disengaging in these kinds of conflicts when we are asked, and we're not being asked to put boots on the ground. We're simply being asked to support their efforts. And I think that's something to consider. And my statement that I made earlier about the Ukrainians and the corruption issue, because I know that becomes a big problem for people as well. And the reason I bring that up, Claire, only is this, and that is that it needs to be understood from a former Cold War Russian vet or Cold War U.S. Air Force vet that was involved with the Russian disinformation campaigns and corruption and so on, that a lot of that corruption that we're talking about was perpetrated by puppets of Putin and Russia that were running Ukraine and their government during that period of time. And that is what Zelensky has been fighting against. That's my point.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Pastor. I think that's exactly the case. But in any case, I think the norm for the world order is what we uphold, need to uphold as well there as certainly here at home.
Absolutely.
But there's no reason we can't do both.
Well, and I think that, and again, that's why I separate the two, because I think both are valid. And again, yes, I think we need to be doing both. And we've run out of time, and I know you guys got to jump into a meeting, and I've got to get hour number two kicked off. God bless you both. This is our final, together for this year, because I'm taking a break. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope you guys get a chance to take a little break and get refreshed as well. Blessings to both of you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you both.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Pastor Rick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
...is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.